Hi, GWA Backstage. It's been a while since I last posted anything here, but that's changing today. Dun dun dun. Anyway, so I saw that Penny for Your Top Bod has uploaded this really fun Valentine questionnaire that I wanted to do. I know that a lot of people have been partaking in it, and I thought that maybe I could put my own two cents in it, and it might be potentially interesting. So here we go. All right. Question one. Valentine's Day, lame commercial holiday, or a great excuse to spread love? Explain your answer. I'm a really sappy person, so I love Valentine's Day. And for me, it's a day where I get to be ultra affectionate with my friends and, like, ultra just like, I love you and everyone and everything is great, and I don't have to be apologetic about it because. You can use Valentine's Day as an excuse for that. That makes me sound very creepy now that I think about it, but I hope that makes sense. You know what I mean? It's just, I'm such a person for like PDA and like affection and all that other good stuff. And I'm just a very lovey person. So for me, I love it because it's a day of love. And yeah, it has its commercial aspects I'm not so crazy about, but I don't really pay it much mind because it's such a good day where you just take a moment to not think so much about the negativity and you just think about the people you love, and I don't think there's anything more beautiful than that, to be honest. Question two. Ever given or received a memorable gift on Valentine's Day? If not, what is a gift you'd love to give or receive? Trying to think, because I've never really been in a like proper relationship before, like that wasn't long distance at any rate. And the last long distance relationship I was in lasted for like 3 years, but we never really did anything particularly special on Valentine's Day, to be honest. It was just like any other day, really. I don't think I've ever really given or received anything particularly memorable now that I think about it. So I'm gonna answer the hypothetical, what would I want to receive or give? When I give gifts to my friends, I like to think very personalized. I'm not the type that would just be like, here's chocolates and that's it. Like, maybe I could get chocolate, because who doesn't like chocolate, you know? Well, I'm sure there's people out there that don't, that's okay, but me personally, I love it, but at any rate, I like to think very individually when I get my friends gifts, and so I don't know. I don't usually go with like the cliche Valentine's gifts. I usually try to think what's something that this friend is interested in, and then I try to get them something based on that interest or what have you. So I suppose on the giving side, it's I want to give something that would undoubtedly make my friends incredibly happy. As for receiving, it might be a little bizarre, but I would love to receive like a vibrator for Valentine's Day, which I know is bizarre and weird, but to me, it's intimate, but it's for me, so I don't have to share that intimacy with anyone if I don't want to, and it's like a little bit of a gift of love for myself, if that makes sense. So it promotes self-love, if you know what I mean. And that was so stupid. And I don't know, but like I feel like I'd be so tickled at getting like a sex toy or something like sexual. It's bizarre, but it would make me very happy. But if we're going with something not sexual, how about stuffed animals are quite nice. I know that's kind of a childish answer, but I love snuggling with stuffed animals and having cuddle piles and things like that with them, so that's my normal answer. That's not like creepy. Question three. Someone tells you that you can replace Valentine's Day with your own made-up holiday. What do you pick? I say National Fucking Pasta Day. Not with the fucking in there. Although I suppose if you are a real pasta enthusiast, you could fuck your pasta if you wanted. Just don't burn your genitalia. Be careful out there, everyone. But me, I fucking love pasta and rice and shit like that. And to me, like, cooking, I've always seen it as an expression from one's heart. And that's like love, right? Valentine's Day love. So why not cook a shit ton of pasta and fucking stuff your face with it and then just roll around in bed with like a stuffed stomach full of pasta and goodness? Because to me, pasta is synonymous with happiness, which is probably really dumb. I don't fucking care. I keep dropping F-bombs. I'm sorry. It's how I talk, I swear, like a sailor. Okay, next question. Oh my goodness. Okay, you wake up on February 14th as Cupid. Ooh, dangerous. You get the chance to shoot your arrow of romance at two unsuspecting GWAers. Who are they, and why did you pick them? Okay, I'm gonna name drop. I'm gonna name drop. Here we go. So, there's a lot of people in the community I really like, or at least I have an understanding of and I'm familiar with. And while, like, you know, while I do think that in actuality, if someone has chemistry, they have it, and there's no need to, you know, force it on others. The idea of being able to play God with that is honestly a pretty fun idea, so I'm gonna answer it from like it's fun perspective and not feel like a creep. Suits and miss? Yeah. You know? Yeah. Good shit. Their chemistry just off the wall, and I don't even know. I just. Yes. Yes. Suits and miss. Yes. Question five. If you could receive a sexy Valentine from anyone in the world, famous or not, who would you choose? Oh shit. Can I choose GWAers? I think I want to do that. That seems a little more interesting to me than my answers for like a famous person and whatnot. I guess I'll answer both famous or not. Famous and not. Famous, I'd have to say The Weeknd because he turns me on and like his music is like really hot. And I feel like he'd be very passionate and would make like the most sexy Valentine's song or whatever ever. So, definitely that. In terms of famous people, definitely him. But for a GWAer, oh my goodness. Is it okay if I can I name drop? Is that okay? I think I'm gonna do a couple name drops. I guess, or one name drop. I suppose. I don't know, I'm worried it'll be creepy. Maybe I could just be vague. She makes audios that really speak to me, and her voice is like the sweetest thing I've ever heard in my life, or one of the sweetest things ever. And I mean, it helps that, like, I would consider myself a pretty alright friend of hers as well. So I guess if I had to choose, like, a GWAer, I would say the Chimerical Hour would be a pretty awesome person to get a sexy Valentine from. I don't know like what she would do, but like receiving like a sexy audio or something would be pretty fucking hot. All right, next question. What's your favorite song about love and why? Oh God, everything I listen to is like a mushy love song. Like whether it be the anime songs I love a lot, they're almost always like romance and love and I love you and the power of love, yeah. Even the, like, you know, the typical top 40 stuff I listen to, it's all like lovey-dovey shit. Is there any that I've been digging lately? How about Closer by the Chainsmokers? Does that work? I've been looping it constantly. It's very catchy, and I like how unapologetically, like, optimistic it feels. Do you know what I mean? Like, even if stuff's going to shit, potentially, they don't fucking care. 'Cause they ain't ever getting older, and it's all good. I would sing it, but I'm like, not really, my voice isn't really warmed up right now, so let's not do that. Okay, question seven, the question I've been waiting for. In your head, pick someone from GWA. Got him? Great! Now record or write them a special Valentine's message. And no, you don't have to say who it is if you do not want to. I feel like I'm making all the name drops today. Holy shit! But for this one, I think I'll keep it vague. Because, fuck it. Keeping it vague! Woo woo! Okay. Oh my God. Here we go. So, hello, my GWA admirer person, the one that I admire, whatever you want to call it. Hi. I just wanted to say that I really treasure your friendship, and you're always incredibly, incredibly sweet and nice, and talking with you is always a blast. And I'm not sure what your Valentine's plans are. I'm not sure if you have any. I don't know what's going on with that, but I just want you to know that regardless of whatever is going on, if, you know, if you're in a relationship or not, whatever is going on, I just want you to know that you at least have one person in this world who treasures you and cares about you and is thinking of you. So, just know that, you know that you at least have one source of love this Valentine's Day. Okay, that was really weird, but this concludes my answers to Penny for Your Top Bod's Valentine questionnaire. Thank you so much for posting this. This was really fun to answer, and I like questionnaires because they really get to dig down into my brain, and I feel like my charisma has more of a chance to ooze out. No sexuality puns intended there. So, I don't know, but this was fun. I had fun. I hope this was fun to listen to. I feel like it probably is at least decent. I don't know. But at any rate, I will see you all later.